Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
But let me welcome in Congresswoman Ann Wagner, who very well might, from the 2nd Congressional District. Ann, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Mark, and to your listeners.
Absolutely. So I guess, like me, you're still at home, right?
Yes, yes. I've got to get through midnight on Friday. So I hope, though, to stare out the window at some sunshine today, perhaps, as opposed to the gloom and doom we've been experiencing here. But I'm working away, and I was pleased to wake up to see that finally at 1 o'clock in the morning, they must have, I guess, McConnell won the arm wrestling match, and we finally have a deal. Haven't seen it in writing yet, but it's just long overdue.
Are you getting any updates, though, from your staff? There was a lot of concern over what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer wanted to insert into this bill. The president seemed to push back pretty strongly on that, but what details do you know?
Well, I will tell you, we could have had this deal done on Sunday. I know that. I know after we finished up in the House, the supplemental of $8 billion, very bipartisan, little struggle, but we got it done. And then, of course, the second tranche, which was the Families First Coronavirus Response Act that I worked on heavily that ended me up in quarantine, that went through. And the president signed into law. This, now the Senate's been back all last week, now into this week, and it's taken forever to put this package together. McConnell put five task force together, bipartisan, and by Saturday, and the House was also working on it. We were working on financial services sector of this, too, in a bipartisan fashion. And he was thumbs up on Saturday. Then Pelosi comes in with a wrecking ball, and she wants to bail out the postal services. She wants to implement the Green New Deal on airlines and everything else. She wants to change how we do our election systems, the same day this and early voting that. And, it became, let's have mandatory corporate boards with diversity. We want collective bargaining engagement and enhanced national endowments for the arts and the Kennedy Center. Let's put millions and millions in there. I mean, it was just things that had nothing, Mark, to do with the COVID-19 crisis. And she has since moved off that. I don't see any of these items in at all. So I don't know whether that was just all a big showboating or what, but best I can tell, it looks like the additions would be some more oversight over the $500 billion of the stabilization, the exchange stabilization fund, which again is going to go for the distressed industries and airlines and cargo airlines and such. Have a five-person congressional panel and an IG. There may be a little bit of that. They did a couple positive things that deal with, making sure, but I think this was in here already, right. Bans stock buybacks for the term of the agreement plus 1 year. A president and his cabinet can't get loans for their businesses, things of this nature. But the fundamentals are here. Individuals are going to be getting checks starting at the beginning of April. If you are a family of four, you are going to get a $2,400 check, 1,200 and 1,200 for each spouse, and then 500 and 500 for each kid. Do the math according to how many you have in your family. And these are based on 2018 tax return numbers. So those were important things. Things like, and you care a lot about retirement savings. I do, too. If people want to withdraw, sadly, if they have to or they feel like they must withdraw from their retirement savings, they can do so up to $100,000 without paying the 10% penalty for doing that. Incredible work here for small businesses. If you're a business under 500, we're going to give you a bridge loan of up to $10 million that is convertible to a grant if you can prove you're using that money for payroll, mortgages, or rent, health yes. insurance, sick leave, 401k employer matches, things of this nature. It's got a health care component for telehealth and plussing up HSAs, the health savings accounts that we care deeply about, new liability protections for docs that want to go across state lines and come back and work in the system. Testing. They're telling me that the backlog of the test is going to be cleared this week, and that next week they will have the rapid test, the ones that can be done in 45 minutes. PPE money for the protective gear from FEMA and from outside organizations. Unemployment insurance. This is a big thing. We're adding another 13 weeks on at the federal level, and they're plussing up. You get your unemployment plus $600 more per week. So the unemployment package is will include self-employed, contractors, nonprofit, state and local government employment. So that they plussed up some too, it looks like to me. So we'll see.
I hope people realize they're getting details here that, you know, we haven't gotten before. I appreciate that, Ann. I really do, because people need to understand this. Now, is there anything in here you don't like? Because there's there's a report on the Hill this morning that Justin Amash is already raising some stink about this, and that there's no way the House can pass this under a unanimous consent if even one person votes no, which would mean you'd all have to go back to Washington to vote on this, which would just delay everything.
Well, it would be very, very unfortunate if Justin pulled that. He's done it before. I don't know. He's a kind of a libertarian. I'm not sure what it is that he takes exception. Did he say in the article? I haven't seen
problem with. Just suggested that he might be a no vote.
He usually is a no vote, and he very much could be a no vote. But what everybody gets to do, if this gets through the three hurdles today, now, having said this, this should have been done on Sunday. If it had done it Sunday, we wouldn't have watched the market crash on Monday. When they knew they were closed, things soared yesterday to, you know, I mean, my heaven, you saw the Dow. It was the biggest percentage gain since 1933. It was a terrific day on the market yesterday. And now it looks like things are a little bit flat because they're waiting to see if the Senate is, in fact, going to put it forward. But they should this afternoon. It should move over to the House. And I would think by tonight or by tomorrow morning, we ought to be able to pass it by unanimous consent. And then what that means is each member of the Congress can submit for the record their support or whatever they think or there are things that they have trouble with on this bill. You can pass it, but you're submitting something for the record that states your position. The only other way to do it is for everyone to come back. And I mean, and it does mean everyone. I won't be able to come back if we do it this week. We have a number of members that are in quarantine and or sick with coronavirus, and they would have to do some kind of, I don't know, social distance voting, perhaps in waves or groups. I don't know, you know.
And I'll just point out, and I appreciate your time this morning, Amash apparently made some comments that this was a raw deal, and some people speculated he may vote no, but he hasn't said that. So I just want to be clear on that.
I certainly hope he doesn't. It is our hope that we can move this by UC. The people are hurting. This is a long overdue. This is going to inject stimulus into all in the right places too, and it really helps with our healthcare crisis too, with telehealth flexibility and things. I mean, it's a good package, it's a huge package, but our economy needs this boost. True. People are suffering.
And I got to run. Listen, we hope you continue to improve in your health, and we're looking forward to you getting out of quarantine. Thanks for joining
me
us.
Me too. Take care. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye. Appreciate that.
Get more at 971talk.com.